Good evening. Welcome to the Solaire Report. Today is October 17, 2013. I'm Catherine Alston Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Another upcoming event, October 29th, we're going to have lunch with Catherine. Subscribers in San Francisco, California, you can sign up on the blog. I'll be meeting with subscribers after a speech I give that morning at the Appraisal Symposium in San Francisco. The topic is What's Next? Primary trends in the global financial markets and the impact on San Francisco Bay Area real estate. Our theme tonight is helping each other come clean over the fiscal cliff. We've had quite a 2 weeks watching Congress debate the budget issues, particularly as they relate to Obamacare. This is just the beginning. This is tiny compared to many of the similar challenges we're going to have over the next 2 years as we try and reconcile the budget issues. The gap between the popular understanding of what's happening and the media spin and reality are extremely wide. The House Republicans understand the dangers of the current, the proposed Obamacare healthcare policy. They tried to do something about it. They did not shut the government down. The House Republicans sent appropriations that the administration could have used to fund everything but Obamacare. The administration refused to proceed without funding for Obamacare. It is very often that programs are authorized and then appropriations are not provided for them, although clearly a big political issue when the program is this big. But it was the administration that shut the government down, insisting on Obamacare, not the House Republicans. The polls indicate there was not widespread support for the House Republicans. What that means is that we, the people, have now bought into a fascism that is going to roll down on us with a mighty force. The problem is that most people really don't understand what's coming. If you want to understand Obamacare, read the comments by subscribers on the blog. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. I am republishing on the blog the Fiscal Cliff article. It very much sort of talks, it opens with a story about a family with irreconcilable differences, and the solution always is to blame their advisors when they can't reconcile the differences for them and just keep turning over at the advisors. And in fact, that's what we're now seeing in the body politic. Rasmussen polls say 78% now want to throw out the entire Congress and start over. Polls on Yahoo Finance this week indicated 60% of the voters said, of the voters surveyed, said they would not vote for their congresswoman or man who is an incumbent. My congresswoman is one of the House Republicans, Marsha Blackburn. She is an incumbent. I assure you, not only am I going to vote for her, I'm going to give her money. But that's clearly not what the majority of Americans are saying. 82% of Democrats wanted the shutdown to end. 71% of GOP said keep it going, interestingly enough. So the tensions you're watching represent real tensions within the body politic, and more than anything, it represents an absence of understanding of what's really going on in the budget. We're going to keep running the Fiscal Cliff article in bits through the blog, day after day and week after week. It's a big piece, but I can't tell you what a big difference it would make for consciousness if we were all to really understand the deep structural issues there. So I hope it's helpful.